Well, happy birthday to New Orleans. 300, 300, wow.
This is Solo Travel Talk. Your solo travel advisor is Astrid Clements.
Happy birthday to the Crescent City. The Pearl of South Louisiana, New Orleans, turns 300 this year. Older than the United States itself, NOLA has a rich history, a vibrant culture, and according to your solo travel advisor, Astrid Clements, New Orleans is a great destination for the solo traveler. I'm producer Catherine O'Brien. Listeners, let's hit the second line and celebrate 300 years of New Orleans.
Catherine, before we start this particular podcast, I must say, doing these podcasts, I have to do research on a lot of the different topics, and maybe I don't totally know everything about because I'm a stickler with giving good information. Mm-hmm. And the tricentennial of New Orleans is something obviously, or not obvious to the listeners, but I knew nothing about. So this particular podcast that focuses on the tricentennial has been very, it's been a lot of fun to do the research and see all the wonderful things that they're doing, that they're going to do in New Orleans this year, because New Orleans truly is, it is such a unique, fabulous city. So they are celebrating this uniqueness of New Orleans. So I'm excited to, you know, to do this particular podcast.
So New Orleans turns 300 this year, and the city is offering some special commemorations. What are some of the most notable events to celebrate the big 300?
Okay, well, the focus of the 2018 tricentennial is to celebrate New Orleans' past accomplishments, its resilience of its people, and to set the course of the future. Basically, they want to highlight where New Orleans has been, who we are, and where we're going, which I think is very, very nice because, you know, New Orleans, with what happened during Katrina, I mean, the city was almost gone. It was truly on life support. It is a miracle that this city has come back and is so vibrant now. And I must tell you, I don't think New Orleans has been this good ever. Because it was so much money that was put into the revitalization of a lot, and it's still going on. But I'm going to go through here again a little bit of history for New Orleans, because this is a little bit about what the tricentennial is. You got to kind of understand the past to know where, who it is and where it's going. Bienville, the French explorer, founded New Orleans for France in 1718. And he named it New Orleans after Philippe II, the Duke d'Orléans. So, you know, it started out with a fancy kind of like moniker. and it was French at first, and then the Spanish came in. The French kind of lost interest, and the Spanish wanted it. But then the French wanted it back. And then they cut a deal with the United States and the Louisiana Purchase. Done. And New Orleans became one, I mean, the economic... it was, this port was unbelievably important to the United States and really did make New Orleans, as I said, I think the richest city in the United States before the Civil War. That might be one of the reasons why people got a little mad. They wanted to shift the business somewhere. I don't know. But from the beginning, the cultures, the multi different layers of cultures in this small area of the world began to develop and live together and create a marvelous soul and spirit of this particular place in the world. But, you know, the French, the Spanish, originally there were Native Americans there, and they still have a lot of, when you come to New Orleans and you get into it, there are going to be some things in the tricentennial that will focus on this. But the Native American culture and that spirit, their musical ability, their cooking ability, their beauty, their pageantry, you know, they They weren't like the French, but what's interesting in New Orleans, even though, you know, people do have their little groups, they all love each other and they all kind of blend. So we had the Native Americans. They were not shunned per se. They had their own little gig, but they were there and they were contributing to how wonderful this culture was evolving. And of course, the African Americans that came, you know, they were from the very beginning, unlike many places in the South, they were integrated into the society. You know, the Creole, the whole Creole race with the blending of Caucasians with the black race. They had a lot of that going on, and that was not frowned upon. There was a whole different society that was being developed with that. And so and that's very unusual that could happen. So that shows you the natural sophistication of the openness of the, I guess you would say, the consciousness that was in New Orleans. Then really after the Civil War and the Reconstruction, and then there was mass migration from different areas of the world, we had Italians come in. They have made a tremendous contribution to New Orleans in terms of our development. They're all, lots of them are great developers and builders. Food, there's so many great Italian restaurants in New Orleans. And, you know, the Italians have that warm, earthy, kind of daily lifestyle. And so that's also a real nice element. Then we had all the Irish that came in. I mean, we have a whole area in New Orleans called the Irish Channel, which is right close to uptown, close to the river. But the spirit of the Irish came in here and they got into our politics and they got into the schools. And I mean, they put some fire in here. You know what I'm saying? So that whole, also that ethnic group. And then the Germans came in here. And let me tell you something, the Germans, they made some money. They're all about, you know, getting ahead.
Business. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they made a great contribution, as well as the Jewish community. There is a huge Jewish community in New Orleans. All integrated in the different Mardi Gras crews and the clubs and all of that. And then more recently, I would probably say the Asian and the Vietnamese. So New Orleans is now really a gumbo of cultures. It truly is. And since Katrina and all of this revitalization that's come in, we have got a lot of new young people. I mean, I almost want to say we've got a millennial kind of culture coming in. And that's changing the city too, in what I think is a good way. Okay. So then, really starting, I would say, in the 50s and 60s, New Orleans became a tourist destination. I mean, it was still an economic port that was major in the United States, but people wanted to come to New Orleans and just have a good time. And so it really started to developing that. Then, as I've said a couple of times already, Katrina. I mean, that was terrible. I can't even really properly describe it. I mean, people were so, they lost everything and they were so broken. It was just unbelievable because New Orleans really is such a gem of a place, and for it to be trashed and forgotten and people just completely in shock. I mean, it was terrible. Terrible. And I really didn't think it was going to come back. And I must say, after about 2.5 years, it took that long for it to kind of start to get its mojo. And once it did, I'm telling you, it might even be better than ever now. So that's just kind of a little bit of a background. So the events around the tricentennial, they're going to have programs, concerts, exhibitions. They even are completing some major infrastructure projects. Like, I don't know if the airport will totally be finished in 2018, but it might be. We are completely redoing the New Orleans airport in terms of terminal, runways. It's going to be cool, etc. And we really needed to do it. So that everybody's very excited about that. Then there's a lot of infrastructure, like, well, Bourbon Street itself, this street, the road, the old road. I mean, the pipes underneath it, everything. And they are completely redoing the road itself. So now when people are walking along, and, you know, because they make it a pedestrian walkway most of the time, it'll be stable.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So they're all in the river front park along the Mississippi River. They're doing more things there, and there are a lot of other infrastructure projects. You know, a lot of this revitalization too, money that's come in for the homes and everything, that's kind of all part of it too. You asked me about some of the highlights. Now, this is not by any means the complete list. And if you want to get the complete list, which is actually still evolving, I think, just go on the internet and Google New Orleans Tricentennial 300, and you'll start getting a lot of good sites to give you information.
I did notice that a lot of the places that are doing celebrations, they really are spreading it across the year. So it's not like where there's one birthday that you're going to need to hit. They're really, you know, the Chamber of Commerce's, the different museums, everybody seems to be doing something all year long to really celebrate and commemorate the 300.
Yeah, and it's all different focus. Like, I'm going to go through kind of the calendar year. And
yeah.
I just picked about 08 that I thought that I would talk about. Well, maybe not 8. I think I have. how many did I write down? 11. But it gives you a little snapshot of everything. The first thing is, and it's already started, on the 6th of January is Mardi Gras, and it's over now. And I'm telling you, this year's Mardi Gras, I think, was the best I've ever been.
Wow.
It was fabulous. The floats were gorgeous. Everybody was in a good mood. I mean, the policemen and the bands were dancing together. They had in my particular area where I was watching the parades, there were so many people from out of town as well as locals that were there. I know this one couple, I was really thirsty. And, you know, this gives you a little snapshot of New Orleans and Mardi Gras. And, you know, I was there solo, and I had my little chair, and I was all perched out, and I didn't want to leave because I was, you know, I take photographs because I'm a blogger, and this place was just ideal for to get the right photographs with the, you know, floats and everything. So I didn't want to leave, because if you leave and I'm not going to fight anybody for the right spot. Yeah, but just these strangers, I said, would you mind going in getting me a lemonade over there at the, and they do. That's what I'm saying. I mean, everybody ends up, you know, if you catch something one little boy wants, you give him that, you know. So it's a happy time. Well, this started the tricentennial, and they actually had like a fireworks display on the riverfront for this Mardi Gras, and a big King's Day celebration, which it was. They did it a little bit more for this Mardi Gras, but I think it was just really on a higher level all the way. Okay, then the second one, and it actually started on the 7th of February, and it'll go to May the 27th, but it is an exhibition or an exhibit at the Historical New Orleans Collection. Now, some of you won't be interested in museum-oriented activities, but for those of you who are, this is going to be a fabulous exhibition of New Orleans in its earliest days. And the New Orleans Historic Collection is in the French Quarter, and it's a beautiful old New Orleans mansion with many rooms, and it has two different entrances, one on Royal Street and another one, I think it's I want to say it's Domaine, but I'm not sure. But this was the real deal of how these New Orleans courtyard homes were. And so it's a beautiful building where the New Orleans Historic Collection is housed. And it has gorgeous interiors and furniture. So you'll see all that, plus all of this that they've amassed of early New Orleans culture, whether it's the Mardi Gras traditions or just everything. So I think it's going to be very special to locals as well as to visitors to get to see that and appreciate that. Because I know when I travel all over the world, I'll go to museums because I like museums. And I always learn a lot about what I'm seeing after I leave. I understand more how it evolved, the history of it. And you do get something out of it, even if, you know, you don't really like it. My son used to say when he would go with me, "Mom, this is not a field trip. You are not a teacher." But then later on, several years later, I'll hear him say, "Well, you know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, you know, I saw Notre Dame," you know, and he'll be going on like, you know, he went to the Louvre and stuff like that. And I'll be going, he's talking about the Louvre. Yeah. I mean, I'm having a heart attack. So, but this is the first exhibit. And I think it's a very good exhibit to understand how New Orleans started. Okay. The next one is in April, it's actually April the 12th through the 15th, it's the French Quarter Festival. Everyone knows, or anybody who knows anything about New Orleans, it started in the French Quarter. That's the heart and where everything started, right around Jackson Square. At this festival, they're going to have 23 stages, musical stages, gospel, jazz, classical, funk, Cajun, sidico. And let me tell you, you can't get any better food than in New Orleans, and you can't get any better music. And everybody is going to be having a good time. So this is going to be a really, really special French Quarter Festival, as well as all the food. I mean, the food and the wine and the spirits. So if you like festivals, this would be a good time to come to New Orleans during this 300 tricentennial celebration, because it's going to be the best it's ever been. So that's one. Then a very unique thing they're doing on the 22nd of April, and this won't apply to most people, but I wanted to share it because I think it's really, it just says so much. They're going to have a citywide family reunion. For everybody who has left New Orleans or who has family in New Orleans, who grew up in New Orleans, who has ties in New Orleans, this weekend is a big family reunion. It's going to be centered in Armstrong Park, but they're going to be citywide block parties all over. And they want everybody who is tied to New Orleans, who has family in New Orleans, who had lived in New Orleans to come during this weekend. I think that's so special. That just shows you. I mean, you know, what matters in New Orleans is the love for each other and the love of life. And it's true. That's what rebuilt this city, because it would have been very easy to just say, I'm going again. I can't stand the thought of it might flood again or what. They refuse. There is something magic about this spot in the world and the people who for generations have made their home there. And so they're unwilling to allow it ever to perish, you know, unless the ocean completely. But seriously. So I think the citywide family reunion is a bullseye event, really special. Okay, then on the 28th, which is right at the Jazz Fest time, and Jazz Fest this year to be super duper duper, is a performance by Trombone Shorty.
I love Trombone.
That says everything. Trombone Shorty will be performing in the Sanger Theater. Now, the Sanger Theater is our fabulous, fine theater that was really devastated during Katrina water, like 6 feet in there. And I mean, this had gold gilding. And I mean, this was one of our crown jewels of New Orleans. I mean, you know, they had the best of the best come in to perform, et cetera, through the centuries. So, and they've redone it, and everybody goes to all these fabulous things down the Sanger. But for Trombone Shorty to do a great performance there, I think it just says everything. It's bringing the whole psyche of New Orleans, you know, right in that spot. So I think that'll be a really good night. Closing of Jazz Fest is supposed to have a fabulous firecracker fireworks display. Now, they never do that. So if you like that kind of thing, this year's Jazz Fest, everybody says it's going to be great. So if you like music, consider it and pray it doesn't rain, because the worst thing about that is it starts our rainy, hot, we're always humid. I have to share that little tidbit. Yeah. But and so Jazz Fest can be a little bit of a challenge if our weather kicks up. But
I know some people who own specific Jazz Fest galoshes. Like they have rain boots just to go Jazz Fest. Yeah,
you need your pup tent. Okay. Then really things do kind of die down in the summer, because in New Orleans, it is very hot and humid. It is a tropical. They say subtropical, but I can tell you, I think it's pretty tropical. So, but there's a very special event that is going to go on in July, from July the 1st through the 30th. And it's called the NOLA 4, the number 4 Women Global Summit. Mm. And this is going to be to spotlight New Orleans as a thought leader in global conversations about women and girls. And I must tell you, New Orleans has, the women in New Orleans, they're tough, they're beautiful, they're stylish, and they're determined. It doesn't matter what ethnic group that they're in. It just, the women that, you know, they talk about New Orleans ladies. Well, let me tell you, there's something to that song. Well, they're also very smart. So they understand the zeitgeist or the sign of the times. They want women to thrive, and they want to be part of the discussion, and they want to be part of making New Orleans this a place for women to thrive. So they'll be talking about entrepreneurship, education, healthcare, all kinds of interesting topics that keep women from getting ahead, or what they need to do to get ahead. So I think that says a lot. That says a whole lot, you know. So they'll be doing that in the air conditioning. Then, and I forgot to write this next date down, but then there's going to be an event called the Tricentennial Fête de Fromage. It is going to be a weekend celebration of cheeses from all over the world. Now, I told you about the Paris of the South. In New Orleans, people like cheese. You know, we have great French bread. So a lot of people really do enjoy just cheese and bread. And just for me to say that, I might have that tonight. It's so good. Yeah. And they have several really fine specialty grocery stores that focus on all kinds of cheeses. But this is actually going to be a festival that is dedicated to cheeses all over the world. So if you love cheese, this will be something that will be very special. Yeah, seriously. And of course, they'll have great wine and everything else. So that's another one. Then, as I said, they're going to break for summer for the most part, because really more than anything, the weather. You know, it does rain a lot in the afternoon. It is very hot. Then after it rains, the humidity is like a steam bath. And so, you know, it's not quite as conducive to, you know, some of the events, I guess, that they want to do. But I must share with you, there is always something going on in New Orleans. There are festivals during the summer. You just have to be ready to sweat. So, okay, then we're coming into the fall in October, the 25th through the 27th, our beautiful fine arts museum, the New Orleans Museum of Art, will be bringing in the Duke d'Orléans' personal collection of art that was created for him, showcasing the growth of New Orleans over his lifetime. So this will be fabulous art that was done for him about New Orleans during his lifetime. So that might not interest, you know, a lot of visitors, but I know it will the locals, and it should interest some of the visitors because it will be very fine. It's the finest artist that painted for him, and he was very proud of New Orleans. He loved New Orleans. So I thought that was quite special. Then in December, the 1st of December, all the way through the month, it's been done before, but this year it's supposed to be like all over the city, is called LunaFest, of which it's a light festival with outdoor light projections and interactive multimedia. But it's all of this music and lights, and it's going to be all over, you know. So it's not just in Lafayette Park, where it usually is on the Gallier building. Oh, yeah, talking about that, that's one of the projects of this tricentennial. They're completely redoing the Gallier Hall. And this is a gorgeous neoclassical building that was the seat of, I'm pretty sure, the city hall for a long time. So they got the funds to redo it because it had a lot of damage from Katrina. It is supposed to be going to be just a queen of a building when it's through. But I don't know if it's quite open yet, but if you like historic architecture and interiors,
it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. This is going to be gorgeous. Then New Year's Eve, we're going to have Rockin' New Year's Eve by Dick Clark Productions. And that's really the closing night of the tricentennial. But I can guarantee you, that will be a rocking night from, you know, 7 in the evening until 4 o'clock in the morning. You probably won't be able to get a beignet anywhere after New Year's because everybody in New Orleans, or especially visitors who stay out too late, they say, well, maybe I'll just go get a beignet and some coffee to kind of douse some of this alcohol that I've overindulged in. But I'm telling you, I can imagine what rocking New Year's Eve in New Orleans will be like. So those are some of the highlights. But like I said, there are a lot of different things that are evolving. So go on the internet and see, you know, you might can only travel during September or whatever, and see what's going on during the times when you can come.
I have noticed that some of the local papers are doing like profiles of historical people that have been influential to New Orleans over the last 300 years. So everybody seems to be getting in on it.
Yeah, because it is a city. It's the history in this city. I mean, you know, it's as strong or stronger than Philadelphia. I mean, in New York. I mean, New York is just such a different metropolis. But we're like a small, elegant, very multicultural, vibrant, multi-layered city that, you know, there's a lot that has been hatched out of New Orleans.
Yeah.
There's an intrigue, too, underlying New Orleans.
I don't think that if people have not visited New Orleans, they don't maybe quite appreciate how different New Orleans is from anywhere else in the U.S. It really, that's the keystone, is that it is a different place.
Really, New Orleans is kind of like a drug. I hate to say this, but
I'm intrigued. Go ahead.
But when you go to New Orleans, like Catherine just said, you're so shocked. You feel like maybe you're in Europe, or it doesn't feel totally like the United States. You know, you do have, you know, some things that we're used to, Starbucks and easy Wi-Fi, et cetera, but it just feels different. But you come here once, I guarantee you, you're going to want to come back again. You will never go anywhere in the world that you will not like more. I'm telling you, there is something so special in New Orleans, it'll hook you. It will hook you. Trust me. And I probably will breathe my last breath in New Orleans. I mean, it tugs on me all the time. I'm not there right now, but I go there at least once a month and probably twice a month for various reasons. But it's a fabulous place.
Well, happy birthday to New Orleans. 300, 300, wow.
Before you come, research some of the history and the culture, because like I focused on this whole thing, our history and, you know, what the tricentennial is trying to show, the more you understand the different levels in multiculturalism that it is in New Orleans, the more you will, that your time there will be enriched, the more you will absorb it and really appreciate how wonderful and unique it is. And you just catch that spirit. I'll end the podcast by inviting everybody to come to New Orleans to do something during the 2018 Tricentennial Celebration, because it really is a celebration of this special place's soul and spirit, and it's a really wonderful time now. And I could, I don't know how to say this. I bet you become, and I've said this several times, enchanted with this city, but there's a song that sometimes when I'm traveling, you know, somewhere in the world, I'll think about home, and this song will come to mind. There's a song that's like, if you know what it means to miss New Orleans, to miss it each night and day, that, I'm telling you, you will get into New Orleans. It will really be a time where you think, you know, I love to travel. That was great. So I do invite you to come during this year. So whether you end up calling it the Crescent City, the Houdat Nation, the city that care for God, or the Big Easy, I know you'll have a great time. So thanks for listening. And of course, please subscribe to Solo Travel Talk. It really does help the show and build my listenership. And I really do want to get out this wonderful information about New Orleans.
Well, you heard it. You are invited to come to New Orleans, Louisiana. So you want to pack your bags right away. You know what will help you have a little bit less stress in your life as you pack your bags to come out to visit us? Just use Astrid's packing list. You can get it at her website, astridtravel.com. It's right there on the homepage. You just fill in your email address, and you can have the packing list to download right away. Like Astrid said, please subscribe. You can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, because that's where all the cool kids are. Or you can find it on any podcast app. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you in New Orleans. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Solo Travel Talk. Follow Astrid on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To learn more about Astrid or her solo travel advisors, visit her website, astridtravel.com.